when we're talking about Kibbutz Galios, bringing the Jewish people back. The bracha ends off, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekabit Nidche Amo Yisrael. Blessed are you, Hashem, who gathers together the dispersed of Israel. And this bracha is based on a pasuk. It's a pasuk that we read from Yeshaya, every Tanis Tzibur. Noam Hashem Alikim, Mekabit Nidche Yisrael, Oida Kabit Salav L'Nikbatzav. The word of Hashem Elikim, who gathers in the dispersed of Israel, I shall gather to it, even more than those who are already gathered in. Shimon Schwab points out, though, the word nidche doesn't just mean dispersed. It actually means someone to be pushed out. For example, if you're outside of a particular group or outside of a particular social circle called nidach. And in fact, this is really connected to the beginning of the bracha, Tekabeshefa Gadol. Where does that come from? It comes from another pasuk in Yeshaya. V'haya b'yom ahu yitakabeshefa Gadol. And on that day, a great shofar will be blown. Uvo ha'ovdim merits Ashur. And the lost ones of Ashur. V'hanidachim me'eretz Mitzrayim, those that are pushed away to the land of Mitzrayim. It's talking about Kibbutz Galios, it's talking about the Bnei Yisrael coming back. And there are two groups of people, two factors that are essentially the cause of Galus. You have Ashur, which was the beginning of the Churban, if you like. Those who were exiled to Assyria by Sancheriv, they weren't enslaved or persecuted. They actually have a good life. Ashur is Ashiras, richness. Mitzrayim, on the other hand, that's Tsaros, where they suffered. So Ashur is those who are in Galus, that actually prosper in Galus. However, prosperity in lands of exile can cause us to assimilate and become lost. And therefore you have those Jews that are Ovdim Be'eretz Ashur. They're lost because of a good life in a happy country. Mitzrayim, on the other hand, is those lands in Galus where the Jewish people have suffered greatly. And because we suffer, we're turned off Judaism, and in desperation, we give up our religion. Call it communist Russia, whatever. Spain, 1492. And this was either for philosophical reasons, they couldn't understand why Hashem wouldn't help them, or for emotional reasons. Or just to survive physically, economically. People that just can't manage with the tsaros of Galus. People in those group are nidachim at Be'eretz Mitzrayim. They were pushed away because of their suffering. They remain outside the fold of the Jewish people. And therefore, the Navi refers to the day of the final Geula where those two groups of Jewish people are going to come back wherever they are, where the Nidachim merits and Sarayim, the Ovdi merits are sure. And therefore we make this bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekabitz Nidche Amo Yisrael. That includes the Ovdim. Includes everyone. No matter why they've been pushed away, no matter why they've been excluded from the Jewish people, we daven they should come back. No Jew should be lost. So when we talk about, when we daven, Mekabetz Nidcha Amo Yisrael, we daven with all of our hearts, the Jews, for whatever reason, they feel that they've been pushed out of Klal Yisrael, they feel that they haven't got a place within the Jewish people that they should come home to. Davening for Kibbutz Galios in the broadest sense of the term, the ingathering of the exiles, those Jews who have become distant and estranged, for whatever the reason, we daven that they should come home.